spend a few minutes finishing up. We're up to over here. Let's start from Chaf. Okay, we will do Chazara. Okay, there's a little bit left to do. Start. We'll do some Chazara from Halacha Chaf, page Tafkuf Yud Gimel. Tafkuf Yud Gimel Halacha Chaf. Safik in Bo Michus Atchum in Hu Nachui Hashoy Yimoy Beir Peres Mitzvim Loy Beir. We did this yesterday. We did it very quickly. If you have a Safik, if the guy brought the fruit Michus Atchum, so you are able to make an educated decision as to decide on your own if it's likely that the peros were within the tchum before Shabbos began, or the peros were mechutz the tchum. So im hu nachu yhasha imoy be'ir, if the guy lives with you in the city, uperos mitzuim lo be'ir, and the guy has fruit that's within the city, af al pi sheyesh leperos gam kin chutz litchum, even though he has assets outside the tchum, mutter. You have a right to assume that it's much more likely, it's very likely, when he brought you on Shabbos fruit from outside the Tchum, because he lives in the city, and he has most of his assets are in the city, so it's likely that that's what's happened. Aval imhu nachu yishena b'shoi b'ir hazayitz, let's say the guy does not live in the city, he lives outside the city. Oy afilu b'vadai bo michutz l'tchum, he certainly came from outside, let's say he lives in the city, but he certainly, but you know for a fact that he was not here when Shabbos began, he was outside the city. The question of here is a different question. You do not know if he brought the fruit for you specifically or he brought them for himself. Then you have to assume that he did bring it for you, make an educated decision, brought it for you, and then mail Allah's going to be asudin ad shemotzei Shabbos. You're not allowed to derive benefit from the fruit until mitzvah Shabbos. The avagav to hold the ze'ein el rak suffik d'rabban. Now we learned that some common suffik d'rabban, there's always grounds to be lenient. So we discussed this at great length 2 days ago, is that there's a principle called davar sheyesh loy matirin, that so if I don't derive benefit from the food now on Shabbos, I'll be able to derive benefit from the shush from the food mitzvah Shabbos or Sunday or Monday. The food's not going to go to waste. Unlike a case of, we have a question in kashrus, is it kosher, is it not kosher, and the issue is a suffik d'rabbanan. If you're going to tell me you have to be machmir, you're going to throw the food in the garbage, or you have to give it away to someone. So that's where you say, no, you can be makel, otherwise it's going to be a permanent loss. But since over here there's going to be a lady, you'll be able to use it, the mail is cold, it's going to be mutter, and it's only suffik d'rabbanan, it's aser, kevon, kedin, gdavar, sheyesh, loy, matirin, v'yaz, den mut, mutarin, miyad, l'kuli alma, it's mutter immediately, l'kuli alma. And then mitzvah Shabbos, when you have a suffik, what the situation is, you must be machmir, but you do not need to wait b'chdei sheyasu. That is a leniency. As we said before, many times, chutz l'tchum is more lenient than a question of was it detached from the ground or was it trapped on Shabbos. We come away from this, remember these two beautiful svaras. Why is the case of chutz l'tchum different than the other lamites malachis? There are two major differences we came across. Number one, it's only a loy sase. There's only chiv malchus. There's no chiv misa. Number two, all the lamites malachas are exactly the same for every single person. Exactly the same. Tchum is relative to yourself. Every person, when Shabbos begins, has their own tchum. So a malacha, which is relative to each person is unique, that is a leniency, that has a different status. Halacha chaf aleph. Nachui shehevi shechar shardivri machal derech reshus harabim. A guy who brings beer or food through the Rishus Sarabim. Avbi Shayesh Lai Din Kamlis, even though that Bizman Hazeh, or at least the time of the Chay Adam, it was assumed that there's no such thing as a Kamlis, the Rishus Sarabim derais, it's only the Rishus Sarabim it was assumed always to be a Kamlis. Mikol Mokoyim, Rohu Lahachmir Lirei Shamayim, Shalo Lichonis Menu Be'oys HaShabbos Dimlo Shu Tzoyach Gadol. You're not allowed to have benefits since the guy brought for you, we brought for you beer and other types of food. You're not allowed, even though we were saying over here that it's only Nisr Dirabbanon, only Midirabbanon, because what we said before, why is it Dirabbanon? Because a guy does a halacha for you, and it's a karmelis. And this halacha chaf alav is not like halacha chaf. Halacha chaf is where he did the halacha deiraisa. The only thing is, it's a halacha deiraisa that's a lightweight halacha deiraisa, relative to chayve kresis, chayve misa. The lamites malachas is a chayve misa. Tchum is an Isra de'iraisa, but it's only an Isra, but after more than 2,000 damas, right. But it's still, it's more severe. Tchum is still appears to be more severe because it's okay, whatever. But also, but over here he brought it to a carmelis. So a carmelis is, and it's food. So maybe you should be matis. He says no, you have no right to be matis. A guy brings for you food on Shabbos to a place where there is no Erev, even though it's a carmelis, you're not allowed to do our benefit if you do not need this food. Miul mitzvah Shabbos mutar miyad de lo yahani masav kol kach b'davar shut toichat chum. So saying of your new svara that his maisim did not, if a guy brings something to you within the tchum, it's not called, it's not significant. Just transporting it a couple of amos from one location to another location in a carmelis, it's not considered he has done something significant, a significant malacha, where Chazal should step in and be machmir and require you to wait mitzvah Shabbos b'chdei sheyasu. That's what he says. The Yesham, some say the mutter filled the chil loim lenachu lehavi. You're allowed to tell a guy to bring on Shabbos. Amazing that he's allowed to tell a guy to bring for you food in the Rishus Harab in the Carmelis. The Carmelis. He's not in the Rishus Harab deraisa. You can ask him to bring you food. The alkol panim lo yofa oisin hamishalchem al yidei nachu mig donim lo ireach ulachasen chutz lo erev. But you should not abuse this halacha. Why is this motor? Why will I tell the guy? It seems him saying it since the malacha gerua. I mean, this is the first taisvus in Masechta Shabbos. The first taisvus in Masechta Shabbos asked the fundamental question from all of the lamed test malachas: why does Masechta Shabbos begin with hoitzav hachnasa? Ani oimed b'reshus ram. The Baal Bais is with him. The lamed test malachas. This is the first malacha of Masechta. The whole first parak deals with. Taisvus says it's necessary because it's a malacha gerua. It is a weak. It's a weak malacha, and people have a tendency to think that it's mutter. There's nothing wrong by doing this. All of the other lamed test malachas, there's a fundamental change. You are doing creative labor. You're transforming raw material into a new product, or you're doing something creative. There's something very significant being achieved through your malacha. Hoitzah hachnasa maver dal ramas, you've done absolutely nothing. The object is exactly the same object. The only difference is space. You've transported from one location to another location. Is space considered to be something which is so significant that it should be forbidden on Shabbos? The atke bekach nezachi of misa. I have not created anything. Hashem created the world in 6 days, and Hashem rested. Likewise, we do not create. We do not do actions of creative labor during on Shabbos. But transportation, to move something from place to place, the world continues to spin on Shabbos. Okay, everything is still in rotation, still in orbit on Shabbos. Hashem didn't stop that on Shabbos. The creative labor has stopped on Shabbos. So therefore, one would believe that you're not chayv from Malacha Derayis for doing this on Shabbos. Kamash, and that's why the Masechta Masechim with the laws of Chayitzah to emphasize, no, it's a serious violation. Zechi of Misa v'chulu v'chulu. Over here, the Chay Adam is saying, not so fast. There is a nafkamina. Malacha Chayitzah indeed is a Malacha Garua. L'may nafkamina with regard to Amira la'akum. If you tell a non-Jew, if you're telling a non-Jew to bring you an object in a carmelis, don't drabanan, not in a reshul saram deraisa, and Chai Adam is saying today basically it doesn't exist such a thing as a reshul harabim deraisa. What?
At least where he lived.
Where he lived. He never saw America. He never saw America or China. China or India.
Ocean Parkway.
He never saw these type of cities where indeed may be a possibility that there is a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. He never saw such a thing. So it's only a Karmelis. So therefore, though there is a tendency that since indeed it's a Malacha Geruah, some say Chazal never will machmir binogeya a malacha garua that there should be a prohibition of amirul nachri. So you're allowed to tell a guy lichatchila to bring you food on Shabbos. It's interesting because now people are great, unfortunately people who are not well who need an aid to take them to shul in a wheelchair, to take them. So that what he's saying over that type of amirul nachri is lightweight relative to having a guy turn the lights. A guy turning on the lights, in many situations, say it's LED, so it doesn't exist anymore, but in Tomei, that's a malacha deraisa. Or even a malacha derabanan, with his creative labor. But hoitzah, hachnasa, in a carmelis, it's not the same level. The prohibition is not the same level. If it's not the same level, so there's much more ground to be lenient in a situation where you is in need. Person's whole hana is to go to shul. What else does he have in life? To go to shul, he is a person, he has some social interaction, he needs for his health. So it's not really so simple if there is no erev to have a guy do this for you. But he's saying over here a very fascinating principle that the chitzah is malacha garua, you're not really doing anything, and therefore some people are very nakal and it's okay to bring food. I'm saying by extension to take a person who needs to be taken in a wheelchair, chulu chulu. And by the way, even taking a wheelchair, is that really malacha deraisa? To pull it, even the rishon deraisa, if you push a person in a wheelchair, are you really doing malacha deraisa? Not necessarily.
If he doesn't help.
What?
If he doesn't help.
A Jew would push another person in a wheelchair. So you're pushing. It's not right. Maybe you'll hurt. I don't know. If the person is not really doing it, the person is just sitting there, he's not doing anything, and you're pushing him. So you mean maver dalanamus, when he moves, that's the akir, when you stop, it's the hanocha. So l'chor it is, there really is no difference. So I take that back. But at least it is over here something called a haitzah. Now, again, does this apply today? As we said, well, if you hold, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, that in Brooklyn, the entire Brooklyn is one big rishus harabim, doiraisa, l'chor, then it goes back to halacha chaf. Halacha chaf, there's no way you can tell a guy today to do this, it's the same severity. The same chomer hadavar that there is in not allowed to ask a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos and all the things he says that a guy brings for you fish, he brings for you bread, he brings for you grain, so it doesn't make a difference because you're still violating a malacha deraisa bisman hazeh. If you follow Rav Moshe, that Brooklyn is a rishus sarabim deraisa. But he's talking where he lived, there's no such thing as a Rosh Hashanah deraisa, it's only a Carmelis. And when you combine that with the fact that Haitzah is Malach Gerua, then what is so terrible if the guy bring for you food on Shabbos? It's okay. And you can even, by extension, we're saying a guy to bring you the shul on Shabbos. But it says, don't abuse halacha, don't go send gifts to a guest or a chasson chutz l'erf. You're making an oifruf. And you put up people in very common thing, right? Put up people in people's homes, and you have a Shabbos package for them. You ever see this? I'm sure you've all seen this. You've been invited away as a guest, and they put you up, and you come there. Oh, there's a whole big thing for you with water and whatever, whole nice thing. And so let's say you forgot to send this person. Last minute, he shows up. You put him up by someone, so you send the guy. Bring him a package. Bring him the package with the instructions. Where is the davening and the zmanim, and some cookies and cake and some water v'chul and a little gift. Bring it to him. Are you allowed to do that? He says no. Lo yofe oisim hamishalchin al yidei nachri migdonim gifts. Lo reach ulehe chasan. Or let's say there's the chasan himself chutz l'erev, outside the erev, even though it's only a karmelis and there's an understanding, because that's already an abuse of the prohibition of Amir Gakum.
Well, without chutz l'erev, it would be all right. If it was within the area.
Of course, you can do it yourself.
So the mailman shouldn't be a problem, right?
No,
based on what we're saying.
No, if you hold this in Brooklyn. If you hold this in Brooklyn, well, there's other issues. He's bringing it by car, he's bringing it by truck. The walking, he's taking it, he's doing other malachas.
But he's doing it for other people also, he's doing it for God.
He's doing it for himself, he's not doing it for you, he's doing his job. Male is very lenient. There are many leniencies in regard to male. A lot of Gedolei Yisrael were very makel when it came to looking at their male on Shabbos. The Hilda was in Muksa, there's no Noilat. It's been around a long time.
For the newspaper.
Newspaper is a different shayla. But when it comes to regular mail, it's not noilad, and it's there's no muksa, and the guy's doing it for himself, and you can use the envelope as a placeholder. So people, the people who were very makel about mail. Halacha gimel chabez. In noida lanu sheyesh kan nachvi echad sheivich mikhusut chum v'loy noida mihu. There was one. We know that one guy. He brought him. We don't know who he is. Also, leilich lebeisam oilashuk b'makom shemarchem l'liknas mehem davi kavua. One guy ruined it for everyone. The classic sugya of kol kavua kemechs l'mechsadam. We have over here. Let's see. We have 10 stores. 10 stores, and they're all very kind. They all give you on credit. All the 10 stores are very willing to give all the Jews in the neighborhood food on credit. Just walk into the store and take whatever you want. don't worry, we trust you, you'll pay us after Shabbos. But where did the food come? All the food is stale. It's been around in the stores for weeks, but they put in preservatives, so you wouldn't know. There's one store that gets a fresh delivery on Shabbos. They bake it on Friday night, but you don't know which store it is. So you walk into the street, and there are 10 stores. All you know is none of them have old, stale food, and one has fresh. The one that's stale, so there's no tchum issue. The one that's fresh has come michutz litchum. Go basaroyv. 9 stores are okay. One store is no. It's the classic halacha kol kavua kinechtsa al mechtsa damya. If your suffix is in the kavua, in the source, in the source location, has a status of 50-50, 50-50 there is no rev and it's also.
So what's an example? Can you give a contrast between kavua and something that's not?
If you
kavua?
Find it in the street, if you find a piece of food in the street, and you do not know from which of the 10 stores it came from, then it's mutter. Because called the parush, meruba parush. Right. Now you're going to ask me, think about this in dates and today until tomorrow, there's no difference. Doesn't make this chiluk is not mechalik, right? Yeah, you can go and you can split hairs all you want, but
it's not a statistical chiluk.
Right, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
If I have a suffix in which store I bought it from, then it's awesome. But if it was originally in the store and then it came out of the store and it's lying on the street in front of the store, so now we have to go 2 levels: which store did it come from, and which of those stores is the problematic store, then the halacha is called the parish, meruba parish. It's an extremely difficult concept to understand, and I don't even know if there is an understanding to this concept.
It's like a halacha
l'moshe Sinai. That's the halacha. If the suffix was noilat, if the suffix, when you analyze your doubt, if you're tracing your doubt to the source, then it's 50-50. If you're tracing your doubt to a second, not to the source, to a next level, then the halacha is, and then it's gobasarayf. What's the difference? I never understood this. I don't even sure anyone understands this. I think it's just simply a halacha l'moshe Sinai, something like that. Let's see. So im noida lanu sheyesh kan nachriyach hashevi chumichosos. We have 9, 10 stores. One store has objects as food that has been brought here michosotchon, and the other 9 do not. V'loy noida mihu. Also lelech lebeisam. You're not allowed to go to these stores, to their homes. Oy lashuk b'makom shemaychin liknos mehem tahave kavua. Because this is the source. The word kavua in our context means this is the source. Uchemechza al mechza, and it's also v'havilei hakol din safik michus etchum. It's 50-50 every single store. Therefore, it is forbidden. Aval ma shechoizrim limkar babotim. But let's say you go into the retailers, the wholesaler. Are 10 wholesalers. So the 10 wholesalers. One of the wholesalers got their material from the factory from the bakery michutz l'tchum. But the wholesalers then went and they give it to retailers. So you're walking into your local retail shop. So now the suffix is called the parish. It's already the second step. Then avomasha chizrim limkar babotim. It's not in the source. It's outside the source. Motor lignos damrin called the parish meiruva. Parish. Okay, a basic principle of the laws of Yeridea and the laws of Usekas throughout Shas, this principle called Kavua and called the Parish. The Chayim likewise, Imkone Sham Nachri Vehevi Lo Mutter. Let's say the Nachri, similar, let's say there are only 10, the first case, there are 10 stores. The original question, but you're not the one who purchased it. The one who made the purchase was a non-Jew. A non-Jew, he went into one of the 10 stores. He himself does not know which store has received the merchandise from Michus Latchum, but he bought food, and now he comes and he puts it down on your dining room table. So since you're not the one who took it out, the one who took it out was the Nachri, this is considered halacha to be secondary, and it's mutter.
When does all this apply? On Shabbos?
Shabbos. You're asking the question on Shabbos.
Shabbos is a zichumut.
Then it's for sure. So you're saying, Dovish Shalom Matirin. You're asking the question, it should be also no matter what, because Dovish Shalom Matirin.
Let's
say mutter. Lokach the fun of, as long as the non-Jew did not purchase in your presence. He's saying over here all the tifa lumbus of kol kavua and kol the parish. Yes. What you don't know is good for you. If you would watch the non-Jew walk into one of the 10 stores and buy something and come out and say, here, here's for you, this is for you, then it's aser. Why is it aser? The suffix here is noilat outside the 10 stores. I saw him go into the store and buy it from the store. But if I arrive on the scene after he already made the purchase, I did not see him go into the store, and now he says, here, here it is, would you buy it? I bought it in one of the stores. So for me, the first time the suffix came to be was after it was already separated from the source. And even in this case, we say the rule of called the parish, may we parish. What's the difference? I saw the Nazi. You're right. It's a very, very difficult concept. It's a very difficult concept. This is the principle of Kinzel called Kavua and called Mer and called the parish. Next. Let's say you have 10 stores, and 9 stores certainly did not bring their merchandise michus l'tchum, and the other store is only a suffik. It's not a vadai. So it's 9 stores vadai mutter, 1 store suffik. So what's halach? And now I walk into a store and I purchase. So what is the halacha? Nearly dimutarim v'afilu dvarim chashuvim k'mavur b'yordei simin kuf yod v'shach sif katan samach beiz mogin avram sim tov kuf yud gimel v'dafu l'tzach gadol aval afachi machmir n'afilu sveik sveika b'davar sheish lai matan dimension of his name. This is like a mamma typical question they would ask you on your yordei b'china. Did my grandfather ask you this question there b'china? You learn yordei?
Grandfather wasn't
the boychein?
He wasn't part of the team.
He wasn't part of the team, but late in the later years he was.
Yeah, but
early years he wasn't. What?
The Rosh Hashiva and RJJ was
Kravitz.
And they one came from Varanovich and one came from the other one. They
politics galore.
So he was not on the team.
Okay. Politics. There's nothing like yeshiva politics. Trust me. You think. Politics, Democrats, politics. Going to the back room in the yeshiva business, that's where the explosives are really found. Now let's go over here. So over here, you sing over here.
Lamaisa, you have no idea when the store gets its deliveries. I mean,
this is all theoretical. Everything is theoretical. But we sing over here with Halacha Lamaisa. He's Halacha Lamaisa. He's over here. He's covered a whole simon in Yeridea for us. The Chai Adam, 3 different scenarios. 9, so really more, 4. 9 stores. Vadai mutter. 1 store, vadai asa. You go inside. I don't know which one I went into. I forgot. What is the halacha? Asa. Why? Kol kavua kimech sal mechzadam. I find this object outside these 10 stores. I don't know where it was parish from. Mutter. Kol the parish, minu parish. Let's say the guy goes in and takes it out of one of the 10 and gives it to me here. So I could just ask him, which store did you get it from? So he'll tell me, at one of the 10 stores. If you didn't see the guy go into the stores and it's being presented to you outside, so as far as you're concerned, you don't have to think about what happened before, it's called the parish. But if you're an eyewitness to the non-Jew going into one of the stores, and you don't exactly see which store he goes into, he doesn't remember which one, and he comes out, and or you don't even know which store it is, you don't even know which the status of those stores, and he comes out, since you saw with your own eyes him go into those stores, then it's going to be usher. And the last scenario is 9 stores vadai mutter and 1 store suffik. That's the lam shashayla. 1 store is not vadai usher, 1 store is suffik. Here there is grounds to be lenient. We do not say the principle called kavua kimech sal mechsa. Here you can be, you can say you go basar roiv and it's mutter, especially when you're hungry. Yeah.
the stores are not Jewish owned.
No, it means that's not important. It's not important. No, you have to work out the details. The details are after everything is said and done is there are 10 stores. 9 are good. 1 is vadai no good. Let's put aside the details. Who gives the heksher? This heksher, that heksher, who's the owner, who's the balabas? Forget about that. That's all been decided. That has all already been decided. On Shabbos, we know for a fact there are 9 different locations. and food, in these nine locations, whether it's a store, whether it's a bais, it's not relevant, the details. There are nine locations. In none of these locations, the food is mutter. In one of the locations, the food is usser. Number 10. I went into one of these 10. I don't remember which one I went into. Or, I know which one I went into, but I don't know which one is which. I don't know which one of the 10 is the one that is no good. All I know is 9 are good, 1 is no good. I will call up the rabbi, he would tell him, but right now I can't, he's not around. I don't know which one. I bought. What? No, so that's the principle. You don't go Basar Raiv in this case, because since it's Kavua, the suffix has been created in the earliest source. It's a very difficult concept to understand. It's a Gzeres HaKasav called Kavua Kimechsal Mechsedami. But if 9 are Vadai Mutter and 1 is a suffix, then there's grounds to be lenient. Okay, next. Peros and Ben, by the way, what does he conclude at the very end? Don't forget, there's a principle called Dovar Sheyesh Leimatirin. And since tomorrow it's anyway going to be Mutter, who gives you the right to be Mekel now no matter what? So that is something you should take into consideration when you weigh the need. How great is the need? You have to counterbalance, it's a very important need, but there's also a principle that since it's not going to be usher forever, the food will be mutter tonight,
an extension, though, of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, because Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin was originally said in the halachas of Bittul.
Yeah. Right. So, you're right. This is a sugya to itself. Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is a major, major sugya. This is just mamash touching on just a teeny little mashu. Last halacha of Gimel Peres Atmun Bekarka Deboi Mor Vechatzin Lo Hitzin. You have Peres that are in the ground. Then you need a shovel. You need to do a melacha deraisa to uncover. They're not attached to the ground. They're just being preserved. They're being preserved underground, and you need to do a melacha deraisa to retrieve them. Afal pisha in tolushin kider shnaigim lachatmin lefosos bachodef babar. They would bury turnips in the winter in a pit, and they would cover it with earth. So in order to need to extract the food, I need to dig it open. Open the refrigerator, you have to do malacha, but it has a light on. You have a refrigerator with a light, or you have, in order to open up a bottle, you have a very complex, let's say the cans of soda. Someone to say, in order to go open up the can of soda, you have to do a malacha. You have to do a malacha to get to the food. That's pretty much what it means. Okay, when it comes to cans, that's a whole different sugya. Open up cans, not open cans, bottles. But the point over here is, this is classic. It's in the ground, and it's covered with earth. And the only way I can get to the food is by removing the earth. Removing the earth is a melacha deraisa of chafira. Digging. It's a melacha deraisa. So what's the in? Now who did it for me? The guy did it for me. It might seem nachil l'tzach yisrael aser. It's simple. You don't need the chayad to tell you this, because shaharei aser melacha b'shul yisrael. I mean, what more do you want to say? He did a melacha deraisa in order for the Jew to derive benefit from the food. Al mutzim l'tzach atzmai mutarin. He did it from himself. It's mutter. So he's coming to address the question. Why don't we go say that when four Shabbos began, I set it out of my mind. Since in my mind, there's no way in the world I can get to the food, because the food is underground, and in order for me to get out of the ground, you do melacha deraisa. So therefore, as far as I'm concerned, it's mukse. So why don't we say that? Even if the guy does it for himself, and now no melacha was done for me, I should not be allowed to derive benefit because it was muksa. Because he says a chiddush that there's no muksa when it comes to these types of situations. It's like your house is locked. If your house is locked, think about it. And the key and the I can't get in the house. So everything. So now, by some miracle, I'm able to get into the house. Let's say there's a very strong wind and the window shatters. Gevaldik. I can now go into the window so I can get into my house. No, everything in my house is muksa. Because when Shabbos began, I was locked out. And I was locked out. I made a mental decision in my mind. That's it. I can't be nene from all of the items in my home, all the food, all my clothing, everything that I wanted. It's off limits because I'm locked out for Shabbos. I'm gonna have to send my Shabbos by the neighbor. And now a miracle happened. The wind shattered the window. Now a miracle. We're not too happy about that. And now I can climb in. I can get. I put on my nice fancy suit and eat my food. Muksa. It's not muksa. As far as I'm concerned, I'm chalshim to get inside. It's just a technical problem, I can't get inside. It's the same thing with food. If the food is underground, it's not muksa. I would love to have the food. It's just, it's denied from me. The malacha is something which denies me from access. That is not muksa. It's a very thing.
Muksa. You know.
Not a suffix. It's not a suffix. It's not denied from me. When it comes to putting grapes on or figs on the roof, so you set it aside. That's because it becomes into a state of where it's not fit for consumption. Once the figs on the roof begin to dry out in the sun, it becomes disgusting until they're fully dry. It's not functional at that point in time. That's called moksa. But when something is inherently good, it's just I'm denied access to it, that is not called muksa. This is a muksa sugya. In fact, I want to learn with you muksa later on. The next thing we may learn is muksa. This is a muksa sugya. If the bar, let's say there's some type of wind which causes the bar, the wind to open up, like an animal comes along and drags it out, mutter. That is not called muksa. This halach, again, is really a sugi of muksa. Muksa is only when you put it out of your mind because the object is not fit. The object is not functional for you. Now, all of a sudden, the object on Shabbos becomes functional for some strange. That's too bad for you. It was put out of your mind. But when the object is put out of your mind before Shabbos begins because you are denied access to that object, that's not called muksa. And thus, if it becomes available on Shabbos because the guy did it for himself or some other circumstance, the male, it is muta. I'll just say a little joke about it with the window. Is I was in shul and it was very late, and the guy locked up. He closed all the windows, and he says to me, "You'll be able to get out? You know how to get out? I'm leaving now." He's saying, "People like you, the only way you know how to get in and out is through the windows. I'm closing all the windows now, so you still know how to get out. There's a door also to go out." I think it was Rav Chaim Volozhin. I think he came one day, the Beis Medrash was locked. I told you that the Beis Medrash was locked. The boys came early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. I think it was the Alt of Slobodka, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Alt of Slobodka. The door of the Beis Medrash was locked early in the morning, and they didn't have the key. So someone pried open the window, and he went into the window and he opened up the door for everyone. The Alt comes. He probably did this on purpose. I'm sure he probably did this on purpose, right? He comes and, "How do you all get in? Who had the key? We didn't have the key." So someone pried open the window and they came in. You go through the window. A Ben Torah goes into a Derech Ganav. Are you talking? People who sit and learn the whole day, you learn Torah Musar. And that's what you do? He was Goizer, literally, this is the story. He was Goizer, a Taina Siver in the yeshiva. That a Bachar can do something like that, to go into the Beis Medrash through a window like a Ganav to get him to open up the door? Because you couldn't wait a few more minutes for someone to come with the key. It goes to show that you're not true to what you're learning. You're not Balei Musa. This is not a derech. Tainest Sibur and they lay in Vayechal. Okay? Think about that. It's an amazing Musa Haskell of what life was like in different times.
We had him here.
What? Maisen b'chol yoyim.
Man, we'd be fasting every day.
Maisen b'chol yoyim.